This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Spaghetti Baby. Spaghetti Baby.
Spaghetti baby.
Spaghetti baby.
Spaghetti baby.
You gotta make the face. There you go. No, you gotta like kind of. You gotta be more dead. You know what I mean? There you go. Yeah, yeah. There you go. You got it.
Spaghetti baby. Yeah, how you doing? It's my spaghetti baby.
Forget about it. Yeah,
forget about my spaghetti baby.
Yeah. Okay. We got video now. We can do physical comedy.
Yeah, we can. I still feel like the audio is going to be where most people, because I'm not going to post the whole damn thing.
I know.
Welcome to the cool.
But when we do physical comedy, you can post a fucking clip.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then we could, anybody who's listening, they'd be like, hey, I got to hit up their website, coolparents.co.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
And then I'll be in the coolparents.no. I'll be in the no. Well, yeah, they don't know what we look like. This is going to be weird for a lot of people.
I got a Diet Coke, and you know what? I'm furious about it.
You gotta really want to get into that?
I got to talk a little shit real quick.
You want to get into that right now?
I got to talk a little shit. Okay. All right? I'm Cumberland Farms. All right?
Yeah.
Keep up your fucking Diet Pepsi order. All right?
But there, you can't account for a surge. You never know when people are going to be.
Oh, it's an in-demand beverage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a beverage of the thinking man. It's the new man's generation. It's the new generation's thinking man's drink beverage.
You think?
Diet Pepsi, yeah.
Diet Pepsi is.
Yeah, I had to go with Diet Coke tonight because they didn't have it.
I prefer it.
I know you prefer it.
I prefer Coke. But Coke Zero Sugar. That's my go-to.
Cherry Coke is better than, you know, their flavored ones are generally, you know, I'll give them that. But the standard, you know, I'm a Pepsi man.
Pepsi
through
man.
And through.
Mm-hmm.
Always been a Pepsi man.
Pepsi Man was their actual mascot.
Really?
Yeah, at a PlayStation game and everything.
Really?
Yeah, shit's fucked up. Pepsi Man. Yeah, you want to see him?
Yeah. CM Punk is Pepsi Man.
Since we're visual now.
CM Punk's got a Pepsi tattoo.
Pump?
Yeah. People say, why do you have that Pepsi tattoo? He said, I like Pepsi.
What does that stand for? See me bump?
Nope. Chick magnet.
That's awesome. Pepsi man.
Oh, wow.
30 minutes to complete this whole game.
I can do it. I can do it faster. You just have to go around town fixing Pepsi machines?
No, no.
Or trying to keep them stocked.
Yeah. Here he is. This is a real game. That's what you're looking for, right?
No, I'm looking for diet, for a fridge full of diet Pepsis.
Yeah.
Hey, let's start the game.
That's high quality production. Here we go.
Pepsi Man!
Pepsi Man. You got here just at the perfect time.
Yeah.
I got a call that a vending machine ahead ran out of Pepsi, and I was just on my way there.
Can you skip to the gameplay?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
That's your man. You hear what he's doing?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm not trying to go bald.
Oh, yeah. You don't have your headphones on.
No, you didn't tell me to put them on.
Well, I think it goes without saying.
I don't think so.
This is Pepsi Man we're talking about here. You got to take Pepsi Man a little more serious. Here, listen. Listen to what this guy says.
Ah, Pepsi Man, you got here just at the perfect time. I got a call that a vending machine ahead ran out of Pepsi, and I was just on my way there when I got a flat tire.
That's what happened.
There
you got a flat tire.
A bunch of people gathered in front of the vending machine. They want Pepsi. And the word is that they're just about to riot. I plan to head over there as soon as I can fix this flat. But
is that
it looks
you?
Like It's gonna take some time.
You're gonna start a riot because of it?
Oh, yeah.
Can't you do something, Pepsi Man?
Yeah, Pepsi Man can do something. No problem. Here it goes. Level one. Let's go. Let's go, Pepsi Man. Let's go.
Pepsi Man's here to give the people what they want.
Here it is.
Just Pepsi. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, this is great. This is like Paperboy, but with a Pepsi Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's slanging Pepsi is what he does.
Yeah, this
is what he does best. Dodging trash and slanging Pepsi.
That's right.
Story of my life. Oh, wait, he's picking the Pepsi up. He's not slinging shit.
He's picking it up for the people.
Oh.
He wants to make sure everyone gets a can, you know?
Are you sure it's not just for recycling? He's going to turn them in.
No.
For 5 cents a piece. Yes, he is.
No, he's not. They don't do that in this state.
You don't know what state he's in.
Yes, I do.
He's in Japan.
Nope. He's in the States. Alright, I get it. He's trying to collect all the Pepsi so he can stock the machine.
He's stocking up for the apocalypse. So
you can never have too much Pepsi.
Pepsi?
I say Cumberland Farms, double your order, triple your order, just for me.
Right.
You know, I don't want to buy those fucking small bottles. You get the big ones. I'll buy them.
You know what? We didn't even introduce the show.
I go in there every night. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll buy them. I'll pick them up.
I know.
All right. I'm just saying. I wanted to talk a little shit. It's important to me.
They got to get you on a list or something.
You got to let me know when it comes in.
Yeah. They should and have they
gotta,
pre-orders.
They got to give me a call when it goes out because I won't go in. I won't go in that fucking store. I'm going to start boycotting the stores. You know?
You should order just a full pallet for your house.
Don't fucking know. I want to buy it at the Cumberland Farms. Full support price. Local business.
Support local farms. It's a small farm.
Yeah.
Cumberland. So anyway, we got a show for you guys today. It's the Cool Parents Podcast.
Yeah.
As usual. But listen, I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Pepsi Man.
And
Pepsi Boy.
Pepsi Boy. And we got a show for you today. We got Googie Revuby running wild.
Yeah.
That's coming. We got fucking possibly Groff the Chain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We may have done all of them at this point. I'm not sure.
We can always redo.
But first, I got a couple of topics to discuss with you.
Okay.
If you don't mind. First of all, does this mean anything to you? Dubba.
Dubba?
Dubba.
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 Dubba yubba.
You fucking dubba.
Yubba dubba yubba.
Yubba
dubba dubba da.
You're acting like a fucking dubba, dude.
What's that?
Apparently, it's a very common term in the Boston area.
Okay.
And Boston people like to call people dubbas, or just New England people.
Is it dubba or dubber?
It's spelled D-U-B-B-A, but okay. it is a New Englandism, so okay. It could be
that's what I mean.
Coming from dubber. It means just like a dumb guy, I guess. Like this fucking dubba over here.
I never heard that. I like it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it either, but Bwet assures me of that it's a big thing. Big thing.
Did you Google it?
Yeah, I think we saw it in a video or something.
Ooh,
but it's a thing. It is a thing. I had no idea. I've avoided it somehow. Second, though, I'm working on a game.
Okay.
I'm making a very rudimentary video game called Tumbleweed Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the style of Vampire Survivors. So it's like an arcade-y, like top-down kind of thing where you have to avoid all the creatures that are coming to kill you. And you have weapons that fire at automatic intervals. And then over time, the more shit you kill, you get points for that. And then the points you can use to level up those weapons and shit that you're using so that they fire faster or like do more damage and stuff like that.
Is it anything like Pepsi Man?
In a way. That you go from, you do when you play it, you go.
Can you make Pepsi Man an unlockable character?
Maybe, because that's actually why I'm bringing it up right now. Because
mm-hmm.
It is Tumbleweed Earth, so like the backdrop is Tumbleweed Earth, which we've talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
At some length about Tumbleweed Earth, it's a post-apocalyptic desert scape.
Are we playable characters?
No. That's what I'm getting at, though. We got to decide, make some decisions. The Earth was taken over by a big tumbleweed, basically absorbed by it. blocked out the sun, created an apocalypse. Everybody turns into cowboys, goths,
yeah.
Tarzans, some other shit. I don't remember.
It was a whole lot of world building.
Yeah, people drink gravy.
Yep. I don't remember why, but it's just funny.
That's what they do instead of like beer. They're into gravy.
I thought they did both.
They could if they want. Like beer exists, but you go to the saloon.
Yeah.
You're probably getting a big stein full of gravy.
Yeah, it's just moonshine and gravy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. But anyway, I made four characters, playable characters.
Sure.
There's Hank, our main guy. He'll rip your cock off.
Yeah.
You won't think twice about it. He'll rip your dick clean off your
pelvis.
And he swings a whip.
I like that.
He swings a whip around by default. And then we've got the goth with no name, who is a goth girl with a black shawl, and she just hovers around. She's like a witch.
Okay.
But she's a goth with no name with the poncho, the black poncho. And then we got the Thomas, who's a little mutant boy.
Yeah, I like that.
And then finally we've got, Hank. Okay, sorry. I was talking about Tango before.
Oh yeah,
Tango
yeah.
is the main guy. Hank is the bartender played by Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah, okay.
You want to see a sprite? I'll show you what he looks like.
My body hurts. I gotta start hanging upside down like a bat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like that.
So there's Tango.
I like that. I like his cock.
So as far as enemies, we've got have a mummy.
Okay.
This is a mutant child. Those are like the most basic, or not the most basic. The most basic enemies are tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Mutant childs come next. Mutant childs. Oh, cavemans. We got some cavemans.
I like that. Are they bosses?
They are, actually. Yeah, they're high level. Tarzan. This is a Tarzan.
I like the hair.
Yeah.
In the pants, really.
He's an exquisite physique.
Yeah. It's like Bruce Campbell. Look at that chin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, this is a gravy child.
I like that.
Yeah, they're just around. This is the Thomas, playable character. He's smaller than the rest, so he has a smaller hitbox, but he moves fast. That's a mutant child.
Yeah.
I've ever seen one. There's Jesse the Body.
Yeah.
Right. That's Hank.
Yeah, that's good.
The goth hovers.
Oh yeah,
that's it. But it's playable already.
Damn.
But I need ideas for characters, like bad guys specifically, and weapons.
You gotta make Joe Rogan a boss.
Okay, I like that. Joe Rogan.
It leads to a pirate ship level,
right?
The Prime Meridian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that'll be level two. Because level one is just, it's Tumbleweed Earth.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, but there's no more ocean in Tumbleweed Earth.
But there's still an octagon at the Prime Meridian. It was a boat.
Well, it's rumored, yeah. They find a treasure map.
It's a shipwreck.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They find
Whoa, that rules.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's like an Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and then Joe Rogan Joe Rogan doesn't even have to be alive in it.
No, but...
If you don't want to get in trouble, or if you actually want to launch the game, then it could be.
No, you can do that.
What?
Yeah, it's a parody. You can do it. There are games where you play as famous people and...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Emo game.
Yeah.
Matt Skiba.
So anyway, I've got the mummies. Do we want like Frankensteins too? Or no?
No.
No, they don't really fit.
Yeah, no Franks. There's already green.
Yeah, mutant children.
Yeah.
Oh, I also have the health pickups. That's little beer steins full of gravy.
Okay, I like that.
It's gravy.
You can make us playable characters.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I could do that.
And Brett. Brett could be a Tarzan. He's a special Tarzan.
He's boss Tarzan.
I don't think you should fight Boet, though. I think you should be on your team. Help you out.
Right.
You know?
Wow. Yeah, I'll have to program that in to the engine.
He's a good guy. He swings in midway through the game. Gives you hints. That'd be cool. A little Bwet just pops up. He's like Toad.
Yeah. I could probably figure that out.
Yeah, you could just have little special levels where you meet up with Bwet.
Or Bwet could be like the between levels. He could sell the upgrades.
Yeah. Yeah, same yeah. thing. Same idea.
Yeah. Okay. Buy upgrades from Bwet.
Yeah.
Upgrades.
Upgrades.
Okay, yeah. What other bad guys are there?
Bad guys. Let's see. Ghost?
Ghost. Yeah. Yeah.
Ghost, yeah.
Probably Ghost.
Could do that. Egg. You can get egg power up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get the egg and it sucks everything in. Sucks all the gems in.
Sure.
All the upgrade gems. Power up.
Yeah, you gotta have egg in there.
Egg. Yeah, good point. What about weapons? Whip.
Yeah, whip.
Whip. six shooter?
Yeah, oh yeah, you gotta have a six shooter. Yeah, yeah. Keep right. It's the old west, so.
Right. Gotta have a six, seven shooter.
Maybe a shotgun.
Shotgun, okay.
Shoot slower, have a slower reload rate.
What if egg was a weapon? You ever think about that?
Yeah.
Egg as weapon?
Or you have an option.
What?
You can use egg as currency.
Oh, wow. I could change. I could do that pretty easily.
That'd be funny.
We could deal in all egg. It's an all egg economy. It's an egg economy.
The egg economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we have an egg economy. I love that. I love that for... the world building too.
Yeah,
they just trade eggs.
They trade in eggs, and there's like more value. There's chicken eggs are like dollar bills.
Yeah,
and then there's like somebody get
ostrich eggs.
Yeah, you steal from a bank. You're stealing ostrich eggs yeah. and quail eggs.
They're hard to get though.
They are, and they're hard to get into.
Yeah,
but you can't break them easily. You have to drill, get that yolk.
The rotten economy.
Rotten egg.
Let's see what else.
A ruby? A rotating ruby? So you got to have a weapon that's like a shield kind of, like something that comes out and like revolves around you and maybe does damage.
Egg.
Can't all be egg.
Why?
Hovering egg.
A shell where you eat an egg and you get covered in the shell.
It could be it could be yolks rotating. Yeah.
You get three, you collect three eggs, you become yolked.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good.
I'm just floating shit out there, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to, you know.
Do your part.
I'm trying to do my thing.
Do my part.
Wizard. Wizard could be an enemy.
Bad wizard?
Yeah. Oh,
shit. Never thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, Bigfoots.
Bigfoots, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have a wrestler.
Yeah.
A boss wrestler.
Macho Man. That's overdone.
Yeah. King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy?
Yeah.
Ding Dong Dungy? I know who.
The Big Show.
Not a wrestler. I mean, we can still do a wrestler, but also.
You could do the Ass Man, Billy Ass. Yes, I'm an Ass Man. Yeah.
Hello, this is Jim Bashnick coming to you from my home here.
Oh, yeah.
Builders Outreach here.
We got Jim in there. Beef yeah. Bone Mania.
1208 Evergreen Drive.
Does he have a lot of followers?
West Virginia, 26582 is my home address. We have in-home service.
This video
Sunday
was a day ago, and it only has 600 views. He has 22,000 followers.
And at 3 p.m. and at 3:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But he probably
time
paid
in
for
US.
Those.
I doubt it.
We do a live stream on TikTok Live.
All of his videos have
Facebook
very low
live, Instagram
counts.
Live. So if you want to tune in and watch the message. Hello, this is Jim Bastick coming to you from my house here. Hope Builders Outreach with your prayer time for today. I believe God has blessings for in store for you today.
This is a nice thing he's doing.
You know what I'm looking for.
I know.
Boom, man, it's something off the ground.
That's what I like about him is it's like, it's kind of wholesome. He's not hurting anyone, you know?
No,
what I mean?
No, I got nothing but praise for the man.
Yeah.
Get my neck two more down here.
Yep.
got one there left on it. So
he probably knows it's funny,
PR
too.
PR for me here at the Field of Green Training Center.
I don't know.
Little beef bone mania.
But he certainly doesn't mind it.
For your yeah.
Little beef bone mania. He's lifting a big chain in this video.
Yeah.
Like a Titanic anchor chain.
He's a strong man.
Field of Green Training Center. My new headdress on there.
I wish that the Go Big Show was still a thing.
By the way, he was lifting with his head this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this chain. He has a thing strapped to his head. Lets him lift up this chain with his neck meat.
Yeah. I like that. Love y'all. God bless you.
He's going to have problems.
Thank y'all for watching these beef bone videos.
God bless him.
God bless him.
Anything else we need?
As far as enemies?
Weapons.
Weapons.
Fidget spinner.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Sharpened ones, like a knife fidget spinner.
Butterfly spinner.
Yeah. I like that. Or you okay. Just do ninja stars, you know?
Why yeah, not? Some shuriken.
You don't have to, but you can. What else we got for enemies?
How's 2 Chainz factor into this, I wonder?
He's like Toad.
He's the Toad.
Yeah. He's the one that shows how he pops up and just gives you tips.
Gives you hints.
Yeah. That's what you should do.
Strategies.
I like that. He shows up at the beginning of every level and tells you how to do it. And he speaks in rhyme.
Right. Of course.
And he often rhymes the same word.
Twice. Yeah.
Twice.
3 times sometimes. Okay. Rope?
Yeah. Real rope's got a factor.
Rope. I mean, we got a whip, but we could. That's not really rope.
Right.
How do we use rope, though? Rope.
So, I don't know.
I don't either.
But I like it.
All right. So moving on. Move on. Let's see.
Go. I want to play Pepsi Man.
Pepsi? Have you ever played Cho and Nikki?
No.
Okay. Let's do our main event. And then, you know, maybe there'll be time for some extra shit after, depending.
Or we can get back to the real issue.
Yeah.
Which is Diet Pepsi not being at Cumberland Farms when I fucking want it.
Yeah, that is a big, bad issue. Big issue.
But it's happened the last couple of times, and
somebody
I'm not happy
needs
about
to pay.
It needs to be addressed.
It needs to stop, and somebody needs to pay.
Yeah.
And we will not rest.
I'd like for the Cumberland Farms to apologize to me personally.
Yeah.
In the comments.
Free gas for life.
I don't need any compensation. I want them to.
I do.
I just want the problem to stop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, let's call this a split headliner main event.
Okay.
Because I've also got a Groff. We're going to try to do a Groff the Chain, and then I've also got Googie Reviewbies. So let's do Googie Reviewbies, and then we'll figure out if we can do Groff the Chain, depending on if we can find a song that we haven't already did. So.
Okay.
You feel like starting off?
Oh, yeah. This is from a Bennigan's and... Monahans, Texas.
And Bennigan's is like a Chili's or something, right? Or like Applebee's?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, same idea. It's like a chain restaurant.
I don't think I've ever been.
I thought Bennigan's was a... I thought it was like a breakfast place. I might be wrong.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe he's getting steak and eggs here. Let's see. This is from Buddy Sapp.
Buddy Sapp.
Buddy Sapp.
Yep.
B-U-D-D-D-Y.
Yep. Yep, it's a hard D for you. Triple D's.
Yep, my daddy wanted it up close and personal. 3D. 3D.
3D, that's right.
Buddy Sapp. Yep. Oh,
2 P's and 3 D's. There's 2 P's on Sapp.
Yeah. PP and 3D.
What?
3D PP.
There it is. I see.
All right, 1 star. 5 months ago, got... There's no E.
Right, got...
Steak. It was tiger mist. Couldn't cut with it with a knife. I sent it back, and they still charged me. Six of us won't be back. Good job.
You tell them. You tell them, buddy Sap.
Yeah, I won't be back here.
I won't be. Okay, I'm trying to figure this out. So Mest, M-E-S-T, not the band, not the the band from the 2000 era. Meat, I'm guessing, is what they meant.
Yeah. It was tiger meat?
Yeah, what? Got the steak. It was tiger meat.
Couldn't cut with a knife? Oh, maybe tie. No.
Tough?
I was going to say tire, but it's not. It's definitely not.
Well, if they did it with their voice, but they didn't because of all the dot, dot, dots and lack of capitalization and shit.
Yeah. But my dad was fired up. Tiger messed.
Okay, this next one, I love this. Desert Engineering in Yarrington, Nevada. Jared Keys, 5 stars. An amazing outer body experience. Yes, I went to this desert engineering establishment, and what my outer body experienced was exquisite.
Exquisite.
My inner body was in turmoil, as usual.
Yeah.
But my skin liked it.
Yeah.
My skin loved it at that place.
I reckon. Flying Saucer Building in El Paso, Texas. This is from Gilberto Garza.
Oh, Gilberto.
1 star.
Yep.
There's a good little tree to have breakfast in the shade next to the UFO. Outside of that, there's an anthill and 2 bed bugs.
What?
He's trying to find something good to say.
Okay, but an anthill outside isn't bad. And 2 bed bugs, like in the grass, how do you even know?
They're on his picnic blanket.
Oh, he's trying to picnic next to the UFO.
Next to the, the tree.
You sure those are bed bugs and not extraterrestrials? They could be a humanoid life form, just very small.
You never know.
For all you know, Gilberto.
You never know.
5 stars for that review of 1 star. Next one at Grocery Boys and Girls in Spokane, Washington. Betty Ann Burke Humphrey's Aykroyd Ho.
Oh, this is from Washington, though.
Washington.
She's not from down south, though.
I know. I hadn't started reading it yet.
Yeah, but you did that in Texas.
Betty Ann Burke Humphrey's Aykroyd Ho.
Yeah. Up in Spokane.
1 star. 1 star. Human hair found around shopping cart wheel needs investigation. I bought meat needs picked up as tested 2 days ago. Get confronted at the GAS pump, then got attacked that night at Rich Johnson's house from someone never met before.
Yeah.
Think her name was Cassandra 4200, block of East Central. I live at 4008 North Pittsburgh Street in Spokane, Washington. So there was a murder.
There might have been.
There might have been a murder.
At Grocery Boys and Girls.
Somebody got run over by a dang cart.
She's got 6 other reviews.
Yeah. Betty Ann Burke.
I'm just saying.
Betty Ann Burke Humphreys.
I'm curious.
Yep.
Yeah, I reckon it's me, Betty Ann Burke Humphreys.
Did I spell that right?
Oh, no. Aykroyd home. There it is.
There she is.
What are you doing out there?
Betty Ann Burke Humphreys, Aykroyd Hodge McCrow.
Oh, Hodge McCrow is how it ends. It cut off at Ho before. She hasn't written any reviews.
I said she has 6 reviews.
Oh, it's a bunch of photos. But she's not sharing, I guess.
At her. All right. Cayman Foods in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Gus. Gus.
Gus.
Gus, Gus.
Gus, Gus.
Yeah, 1 star.
Yeah.
Says, we need to talk over this. So this Sunday, August 5th, 2018 at 12:30 p.m., we purchased 3 chiffon cake along with 3 other bread.
Yes, other bread, please.
Chiffon?
Chiffon.
What'd I say? Chiffon? Yeah. Okay. I don't know what that is.
I guess it's like angel food cake.
Okay. After eating the top portion, we found there were inconsistencies in the bread. guess what we have found?
And this what is, have we found?
Appears to be a crab inside the bread. There's a very small crab
in there. But this is bug bread.
It's bug bread.
It's just bug bread. They took it from the wrong stack. This is for bugs.
Yeah, it looks like they found a spider in there.
After eating the top portion, one time I ate a bunch of ants by mistake. Ever tell you about that?
No.
I had a scone, and it was in a paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on my counter. And I left it overnight, and then I took it the next day, and I started eating it. But I didn't have my contacts in, so I couldn't see the fine detail of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tiny ants that were all over it.
You ate them?
I took at least one bite and swallowed it, like one big bite, maybe two.
Did you feel them crawling in your esophagus?
No.
Crawling up, crawling back up?
No. No.
They were moited.
What?
They were moited.
Oh, okay. What murder? So we need to talk over this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay? I get it.
You better talk about
this chiffon cake. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah. But what about the three other bread? Was that good? Yeah. Three other of bread was fine?
I'm sure it was fine. That's a pretty good track record if you phrase it that way.
True, right.
You know what I mean?
Good point. Good point.
Only the chiffon bread is bullshit.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
This is from the best name for a tattoo shop I've ever seen. It's Coolsville Tattoo in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's cool with a K. Coolsville. It's a really creative name that I love so much. Venetia Daniels said 1 star. I thought it was okay to use this shop as it is all over TikTok and an experience for me while visiting Las Vegas. But instead of a beautiful Zodiac tattoo sign, I'm left with a permanent scar instead. I'm still trying to heal, but it's obvious with the outline scaring the tattoo is way too deep in my skin. I am furious. Also, I paid $80 for the 2 lines, and now my skin is scared instead of nice artwork? And then there's a picture.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
No, it almost looks like there's a hot liquid magma underneath her skin.
Yeah.
They probably didn't keep that thing clean. Like, you're supposed to keep it covered up for like a day or some shit, right?
I don't know. I don't have any.
I mean, neither, but I think that's what happens.
Do you think I should get some?
I don't care.
Yeah, just get a bunch of them.
Yeah, just go in, let them have you for like a weekend.
They'll say, what do you want? I'll say, yeah, whatever you want to do.
A whole body. Yeah, neck down. Like
yeah, I'll pay for it. Pay top dollar.
Yeah. And full color.
I sit like a champ.
Full color.
Yep. Flip Acre.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you got this one. You're going to love this one. You know about Flip. You ever met Flip?
Yeah. He's from Spokane, Washington.
See, Spokane has a lot of trade routes for cattle.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of cowboys up there.
I think Flip Acre, he's got to be a cowboy.
Flip!
There's no choice. It's from Northtown Mall in Spokane, Washington.
Yes, sir.
He's a transplant.
Oh. Yeah, he's a transplant. But he spends about 6 months up there, 6 months down there.
Look at his dead eyes. He spent years in the Border Patrol.
He spent years doing the government's killing. And now it's time to herd some freaking cattle. I don't understand this one at all, honestly. Yeah, okay. I don't get it. This one's a mystery.
So the Northtown Mall, Spokane, Washington, 1 star. By Flip Acre.
Flip Acre.
I just wanted to just...
Flip Acre.
Get that out there. Flip...
Acre. A-C-R-E, Acre.
Acre. Just let that sink in for a minute. Moment of silence.
Did you know that Acre, spelled backwards...
That wasn't long enough.
Is one star. Erica?
Is Erica?
Flip.
Wow.
Erica Pilf?
The security there are compiled from anti-Islamists and white supremacists.
Anti-Islamists. Two S's there.
Oh, Islamists.
Islamists.
Anti-Islamists.
Yeah.
And white supremacists.
Sure.
Supermacists.
Supermacists.
I wear black and cover myself as an Orthodox Western value, and I'm harassed if I shop there. Last time, one of them called headquarters and asked me to body slam him instead. Him being me.
It being me.
This is all funded by Homeland Security dollars, too.
Yep.
So if I had to jab one in the throat to defend myself... I'd probably be labeled as a terrorist.
Yep, you're liable to become a terrorist.
Don't shop in Northtown. The Valley Mall is bigger, nicer, and less violent to shoppers.
Yeah, this mall.
You're gonna body slam Flipping. You're gonna try to body slam.
You can just body slam Flip Acre, and he's not gonna jab one in the throat to defend himself? You got another thing coming. A second jab to the throat. Bam, bam. Body blow. Body blow. Body blow. Body slam.
Is Flip Acre in the Nation of Islam? Islam?
I guess, but Orthodox Western value is what I'm confused by. Western is in all caps, so that just made me think, does he mean the Wild West? The man in black. That's what they call me. Man, you cannot body slam Flip Acre.
You're going to try to body slam Flip Acre. It's going to be the last thing you ever do.
That's right. You cannot even fathom the density of Flip Acre. Okay. You can't be flipped.
So I take back what I said about Flip Acre working Border Patrol.
Right. That's right. No, yeah, he didn't do any of that.
He's against that. He's against that.
No, he's trying to get away from the violence.
Yeah.
Can't blame him there.
That's right.
Just don't body slam Flip Acre, okay?
You got to put Flip Acre in the game.
Yeah, Flip Acre.
He's got to be in the game.
This next one is at Peterson Splash Pad in Braintree, Massachusetts. Actual city, name of Braintree. Still never get over that. Crazy Fifi, one star. Shame on you, Braintree. How do you deny innocent kids splash pad knowing Quincy and Weymouth don't have splash pads, not to mention Quincy and Weymouth is 2 miles next to Braintree, but say only Braintree kids can come into splash pad? Very ridiculous. Shame on you, Braintree. If my kids want to splash, it ain't your problem where they're going to splash.
It's a shame that Braintree can't compete with Quincy or Weymouth.
Down Quincy way, I take my eldest boy, Ratman.
Now, this is my ranking for splash pads in my area.
Yeah.
Number one, Quincy. Number two, Weymouth. Number three, Far Three. Braintree. Number three, bottom of the barrel.
Braintree's splash pad is fucking bullshit.
This is from Quintana's Cafe.
Yep.
Wicket,
Texas.
Texas.
Yep.
This is a review from RCM.
That's his full name, too. First name R.
Last name
CM. CM.
Chick Magnet.
Yeah.
One star. Chips were stale. Salsa was... Tom Toey.
Tom Toey. Golly, golly. That salsa was Tom Toey.
Taco meat looked and tastes like porridge. A chili relleno was mediocre at best.
Yeah.
Enchiladas had sauce that tastes like mushroom soup.
Okay.
Rice was a little mushy. Beans were average. Wouldn't go back here again. Nope.
That salsa sure was Tom Toey, though.
Salsa was a little Tom Toey for my taste.
I'll give you that. If Tom Toey was what you was going for, then you achieved it. You certainly achieved that Tom Toey. The next one is from Unprofessional. The next one is from Scrub-A-Dub Car Wash in Quincy, Massachusetts. Wanda Gonzalez. One star. My car stays with all the soap. Doesn't dry right. Don't like it at all. They renovate just to look good, but the washing is the same. This is the one on Roslindale. Sorry.
Car stays with all the soap. Doesn't dry right. Don't like it at all.
Don't like it. They just renovate just to look good. So they're all about the surface level.
I get it. That's all valid.
Yeah, the washing is the same. They renovated the building to make it look better, but the washing is still horse shit.
Sucks.
Still leaves a lot to be desired.
They didn't upgrade the wash.
No, the wash is still horse hooey.
This place, they didn't even have those big dryers at the end of the...
They expect the sun to do all the work, because it's always beating down hard and heavy on Texas.
This isn't Quincy, but...
Oh, that's right. Forgot where we're at. Okay.
Oh, did she review it at the wrong place, too? That's why she apologized at the end?
Oh, this is the one in Roslindale. Sorry. Yeah, maybe. But she didn't change it.
But it's still a scrub-a-dub-owned car wash,
probably. So she probably left that at all of them.
Yeah.
Every single franchise.
You got to let them know. Tender Crop Farm in Dover, New Hampshire from Sharon.
Yeah.
She says, 1 star here. I disagree with that for Tender Crop Farms.
No, Tender Crop Farms fucking kicks ass. They're overpriced. They are very overpriced. But they got good shit.
They overpriced. 1 star. The apple pie, so marked.
So marked.
Was a peach pie when cut open. I wasted $14.99, plus we had no apple pie for Thanksgiving.
That's bullshit.
Then the $15.99 spent for the chocolate cream pie had less chocolate filling than an Oreo cookie. So disappointed.
Wow, so none.
Won't buy pies there again.
Chocolate filling is not in an Oreo cookie.
Yeah, they have chocolate ones.
Yeah, but not. She didn't specify that. If you say Oreo, you know what it is. It's chocolate with the vanilla. Shut up.
Don't be.
No.
Don't be an Oreo elitist.
This is important. We got to have something to stand for. You know what's extra bullshit about this? First of all, $14.99 for a whole ass pie is not bad.
No, I could see her being upset if she spent $14.99 on a bottle of Diet Pepsi and went home and it turned out to be Diet Coke.
Right. I mean, anybody would be disappointed.
Crap.
At that price. But the...
I drank it, but I don't like it.
You know, it doesn't have to be an apple pie at Thanksgiving. It can be a peach pie.
They didn't want that, though.
I know, but like...
And if it was,
you could still eat it if you were that worried.
You can.
If you're that worried, and like, it doesn't have to be apple pie for Thanksgiving.
It looks like Sharon's got a big family too from her picture.
Golly.
So I mean, like, you're telling me none of those people like peach pie?
Yeah, exactly.
Not one.
Yeah.
Also, how many slices of, like, you always bring a pie to Thanksgiving too, and what's it like, 2 slices? You always end up going home with a fucking pie.
Yeah, because everybody brings a pie.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's easy.
So take somebody else's half a pie.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Thanksgiving is for sharing.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone in Sharon's family likes peach pie.
Yes.
All right.
And it's more American than apple pie.
Right.
If you ask me. So this one's an interesting one. U.S. Army National Guard in Linden, Alabama. One Floorboard is the name of the reviewer. And the picture is just a plain old.
Looks kind of like a brick.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. 1 star, no Beatles, no good. I come to the U.S. Army National Guard looking for Beatles. They better have a fucking Beatles in there. Better have those fucking Beatles.
In search of Beatles.
No Beatles, no good, I say.
I respect it. Yeah, I respect it.
I didn't vote for this. My tax dollars are going into a Beatle-free zone. This is horse shit. I didn't vote for this.
I'm tired of contributing to the war on Beatles.
No Beatles. No good. Okay. And this is our last one. Here you go.
This is Zach Bagans, the Haunted Museum in Las Vegas.
Yep.
From Lordies.
Lords.
Lordies.
Lordies.
1 star. Sorry, Zach. This is bunk.
Bunk.
Not one scary item plus paid way too much for nothing. Didn't even get to meet you. I love your show, but I don't believe anything from your house. I was hoping I was able to talk to a demon or something, but nothing.
Nothing.
Look at that photo, too.
Yeah, such a good picture. I had to put that in there. It's a blurry-ass picture of just a bunch of dolls.
I go to that place.
It costs like $60 or something to get in.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I'd do it if I was in the area.
Yeah. I see Kevorkian's van.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it just looks like a van, but...
I like that. I'm a big van enthusiast.
I'm a big van. Big van of your work.
Big van Vader. So,
oof.
Ethan Soupley's dad.
Oof, oof, oof.
Big van Vader.
Yeah, that's what he does. Because he plays, what's his wrestler name?
Big Van Vader.
No, in the show, is it?
I think so.
I don't think so. No. I
mean, he's in the Vader getup, I think.
I know he is, but I think that they call him, woof, woof,
woof. Oh.
Something dog related.
He's good on that show.
Yeah.
Probably the best actor in the whole series.
He does. He is good in that show. Yeah, he is. So.
Probably the greatest actor of this generation. So, Leon.
That's it for Googie Review Beasts. Yep. Take that to the bank. Put it in the bank. Accrue some interest. So,
don't mind if I do.
Yep.
Yep. I gotta go do a pee pee with my 3D. My 3D pee pee. I gotta make a squeaky.
Goddamn, that stand is more power in one man. Hand in hand, one army man.
I love Nick Groff so much. These songs are hilarious. We're gonna have to go through a few to try to find one we at least don't remember doing.
Okay.
But in doing so, I remembered this one being especially good, Safe House.
Yeah.
And I just want to take a quick listen as a reminder, a refresher course.
Safe House, Waste House, this is my place now. I'm going to take your face out, my place now. Everyone out this house. Playcraft, army 10 million feet loud. Scream
10 million feet loud.
Have we done this?
Yes. Scream if you feel me. I remember.
Back to this beat, rhythm packed with no gravity added to your feet. Space pounds to this master plan and planted gravity in your hands to never land on the sand. Endless sand.
Immaculate flow. Land.
Walking dead shot in the head, corrupted world, spread disease, infected breed to the seed, universe flees.
Wait for the drop.
Blast, rabid animals destroy your feed. Boom!
Safe house. Here it is.
My place now. No place is safe now. The army that's safe now. The safe house.
I don't remember this one.
This, we did it very early.
Safe house. This is my place now.
To save their lives.
Yeah, because this is the part I remember. Yeah, here it is.
Locked away behind the descendant of Kensington stands a super sub neurocomputer server for X-Men. Those who try to save their lives stay confined inside live data cadavers, static activators of Wi-Fi connected tactiles with textiles and networks high. My thoughts for licking through dark.
Smokes weed once.
Fine, but that data beyond Delta, that theater beyond Theta.
This just reminds me of the hacky sack kid in college, you know?
Collecting light and mechanical eyes to see.
I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to do. Like a little Wayne or something?
It's... I can hear it a few different ways. Like, parts of it I hear as like...
He just sounds like a robot.
Kinda, but some of it sounds like Fred Durst when he does the higher voice.
No. Don't put that on the same pedestal as fucking...
No, I'm not saying it's...
Freddie D.
The quality. I'm not comparing the quality.
There's no comparison.
But I think... I'm thinking that that could be what he was trying to do.
I think he's trying to do a little Wayne.
A little Brian?
I think so.
Maybe. There was another one. I don't know. Whatever it is, it sucks ass. Let's see. Did we do Tears?
You think he played this?
It's cum shot music.
Cum shot music. We the best music. Cum shot music. Hey. Hey. Yeah.
This is a sample, definitely.
I don't think so.
These are tears from my eyes that drip. Emotional roller coaster from my heart that hits.
I don't remember this.
I don't either.
So you want to just start and assume?
Yeah.
Okay. Start deciphering what he's saying and what it means. What it means to be Groff the Chain. It makes you want to vibe, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes you want to vibe out.
I want to get my vibe out.
Yeah. These are tears from my eyes that drip. Emotional roller coaster.
These are tears from my eyes that drip. Emotional roller coaster.
From a heart that hits.
It's an envious thing.
emotional roller coaster from a heart that hits. It's an envious thing to always dream bigger than your soul can.
It's an obvious.
It's an envious it's thing an, to yeah. always dream bigger than your soul.
Right.
It's an envious thing to always dream bigger than your soul contains. These sad monumental things gained by your own well-being.
Okay, all right.
Your own well-being. I like that one.
Yeah.
Always dream bigger than your soul contains. These sad monumental things.
It's important to dream
bigger than your soul.
Contains.
Always dream bigger than your soul contains. These sad monumental things.
These sad monumental things. Okay. It's making sense so far.
Gained by your own well-being.
Gained by your own well-being?
Oh, contains these sad monumental things. Gained by your own well-being.
Gained by your own well-being.
Well-being.
Gained by your own well-being. In a moment of life while we sing.
In a moment of life while we sing?
Yeah.
In a moment of life while we sing, sad times only brings wicked dreams and pain.
Sad times only brings wicked dreams and pain.
That's not true, Nick. It builds character.
Yeah, sometimes.
Wicked dreams and pain, grieving to a name.
Grieving to a name.
When we all get down in this life, we try and walk with the sound.
One by one, we all get down in this life and try and walk with the sound pride.
Keeps our heads up, but the one by one we
with the sound pride keeps our heads up.
Try and walk with the sound pride keeps our heads up, yeah. But the underground covers the sun with a frown.
But the underground covers the sun with a frown.
That's the good stuff, right?
That's a good
there.
Line, right?
That's
there.
The poetic shit we know him for.
Yeah.
Sadness erupts in your town. Crime strikes a nerve.
Sadness erupts in your town. A lot of things erupt.
Yeah.
He does use the same words a lot.
Yeah. In a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Nervous thunder clouds clack to the sound. Crime strikes a nervous thunder.
I remember this now.
Clack to the sound.
Crime strikes a nerve as thunder clouds clap to the sound.
Have we done it?
Yeah.
Crime strikes a nerve as thunder clouds clack to the sound. When it rains, it pours. Our hands catch the tears.
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
It was a long time ago. We can keep going, but I definitely remember that we did it. It don't matter. Nobody cares.
Wow.
Forecasting your feelings that spill to your gears.
Because I wouldn't just listen to this. And I've heard it.
Forecasting your feelings that spill to your gears.
Forecasting your feelings that spill to your gears.
Gears, right.
Forecasting your feelings that spill to your gears. Working man's fear.
Working man's sphere.
Working man's sphere, yeah.
Fear, dear, please hear me. I sing.
Fear, please hear me. I sing with my will.
Dear, please hear me.
Dear, please hear me. I sing with my will. Fill your.
I see you with my whale.
Dear, please hear me. I sing with my will.
I sing with my will.
I sing with my whale.
No, I say will.
Me, I sing with my will. Fill your heart.
Yeah, maybe I'll a little will.
Like a pill, tears are the. I will fill your heart till I spill. Sadness is like a pill.
Sadness is like a pill.
Okay.
Tears are the effect from energy loss in the moment. Confused by your surrounds while you sleep.
Jesus Christ.
So, such a run on.
Fill your heart till I spill. Sadness is like a pill. Tears are the effect from energy loss.
Tears are the fat from energy loss.
From energy loss.
Tears are the fat from energy loss.
Tears are the fact from energy lost in the moment, confused by your
tears are fat lost from energy
in the moment, confused by your surrounds while you sleep.
Confused
by your surroundings while you sleep.
Surrounding.
Confused by your surrounds while you sleep.
I think that might be what he's going for.
I think, yeah, but he says
confused by your surroundings in your sleep.
Yeah.
He's got good flow.
Yeah.
Good fucking flow.
Speaking of that, though. Like being confused by your surroundings and your sleep.
Yes.
I saw this video earlier of there was this old man that fell asleep in a restaurant or something. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people, like, they pulled up a table and they set up like a card game around him, and somebody like slipped a set of cards in his hand.
Yeah.
And they woke up, they're like, "Old man, it's your turn." And he wakes up and he's just like, "The fuck?" And then he throws in. He just fucking rolls with it. Yeah. And like everyone that's around funny. Him, it's just fucking dying. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah, it was good.
I just remembered we should have, in case anybody didn't know who Nick Groff is, he's a ghost man.
Ghost man.
He too. Hunted ghosts on Ghost Adventures and then left and does his own shows now.
Yeah.
And he also was one of the best rappers of the 2000s. Around 2012, these two albums came out, and good Lord.
He's better than Eminem.
I definitely, yeah.
Endless pain, your heart feels insane.
I mean, come on.
You heard that.
You can't beat that. Endless your pain. Heart feels insane.
Endless pain. Your heart feels insane.
What's wrong? My heart. It's insane.
It's insane.
It's insane. Wow.
I really don't think we've done this one.
I do, but.
No.
We might have just played it and not like done it, but I've definitely heard it before. I don't know.
The only thing that sounded familiar was at, like Man in the Sphere or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one I feel like I kind of remember, but.
Stress levels feed these are the times.
Yeah.
In our lives that challenge ones. These are the times in our lives that challenge ones.
Inner self to stay strong. Inner self.
One self to stay strong.
Inner self.
Inner self to stay strong.
Yeah.
Keep the spirit alive. What the tears from those eyes.
Yeah.
Our lives strive to keep
the tears.
Our lives strive to keep the tears.
Go back.
Our lives strive to keep the tears.
Yeah, strive.
I remember that.
Strive to keep the tears inside. Is that
inside.
What you said?
To keep the tears aside.
Or aside. Keep the tears aside.
To keep the tears aside.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now I remember.
Everybody cries.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now yeah, we did it.
It's not even it's 6 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need to go the whole.
All right. Let's check some other ones and see
everybody
if we can find
cries.
Them.
Yeah. I remember
everybody
that.
Everybody dies. Drift Away.
You think he paid for this beat on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or do you think he just ripped it?
He ripped it from SoundCloud.
Enya.
You know, life is strange when you wake up. You feel everything around you. Now get up. Live your life.
Life is strange when you wake up. You know, you feel everything around you. Get up. Now you got to just get up. If you wake up and you feel everything around you.
Can you fast forward just so I could see if we've done it?
Then exhale, feel the sound, take the slide and re-energize your life. Map, watch the traps, never fall in. When it rains, it rains.
Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, when it rains, it rains.
Yeah, we've definitely done that. He said that the last song too, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, yeah, he likes rain. Let me read some of the titles and see if anything. I know we've done Armageddon and War, Cycle of Life, definitely Brain Terrors. That's the best one, I think. Family's Past. Another Day, Positive Energy, Love Song.
Have we done Love Song?
Oh my God. He was groundbreaking in his time. This is groundbreaking. You know, he didn't want to conform to a genre.
I hope he sings it.
This is a different artist altogether.
See if he's in it.
Okay, we'll skip the pretty part.
Yeah, yeah. She did a good job.
Oh yeah, she's not the problem here. Lyrics are great though.
We walk upon in this love song, destined to drive my inner self and connect with love.
Okay, so it's like halfway through the song where it's just he just comes in.
Yeah,
he comes in hot.
Yeah,
he's like full on merging onto the freeway without looking. Dancing in a jar. just fades in.
Yeah.
It's soul searching.
I'm soul searching these rams we walk upon.
These grounds we walk upon.
I'm a soul searching these grounds we walk upon. In this love song, destined to drive my inner self.
In this love song, doesn't it drive?
Destined to drive my inner self.
Distant.
These grounds we walk upon. In this love song, destined to drive my inner self and connect with love I felt for so long.
Distant to drive my inner self.
Dissonant drive. My inner self.
Yeah, we were in Dissin.
Love song, destined to drive my inner self and connect with love I felt for so long. Eyes sparkling green.
And connect with love.
And connect with love I felt for so long.
Love I felt for so long.
Love I felt for so long. Eyes sparkling green.
Eyes sparkling green.
I snuck on the green.
Eyes sparkling green. Got in a
eyes sparkling green. It's about his wife.
Oh, yeah.
At the time.
My inner self
first
and connect with love I felt for so long. Eyes sparkling green,
right.
Cutting our souls to collide within this song.
What? Splitting our souls.
Eyes sparkling green, cutting our souls to
got in our souls?
Long. Eyes sparkling green, cutting our souls to collide within this song.
Got enough souls to collide with in this song?
No, it's talking about two souls colliding.
Guiding our souls to collide.
Guided our souls to collide.
Love I felt for so long. Eyes sparkling green, guiding our souls to collide within this song.
To guided our souls to collide within this song.
Yeah.
Our souls to collide within this song. Love no longer lost.
To collide within the zone.
Oh, okay. I like that better.
Our souls to collide within this song. Love no longer lost. As our lives destined together now spark.
Love no longer lost.
Right.
I within this song. Love no longer lost. As our lives destined together now spark.
As our lives destined to give a new spark.
Give enough spark, electricity.
Give enough spark.
Give enough spark, electricity interconnecting these cells.
Yeah, electricity connecting these cells.
I think you're right.
Electricity interconnecting these cells into this love song.
Into this love song.
Yeah, wow, electricity. He's talking about all the molecules and all the things that brought him and his wife together today to do this song.
That's right.
Yep, he made her do it.
You think that's her at the beginning?
I don't know. Probably.
I'm writing you this love song, be because you're within my soul.
Be because.
I'm writing you this love song, be because you're within my soul.
Be. He stutters there.
Be because you're within my soul.
I think he's saying baby.
Be because you're within.
Baby. Be because you're within my soul.
Be because you're within my soul.
Yeah. Be because you're within my soul.
Yeah.
Laying deep within my skin.
Laying deep within my skin.
Deep within my skin, flesh and bones.
Flesh and bones.
Flesh and bones, yeah.
Loving you has helped get it us through the night.
Loving you has helped get it us through the night.
Loving you has helped get it us through the night.
Yeah. We're gutted.
Get it us through the night as we preach for the fight together.
As we preach for the fight?
As we what?
Through the night as we preach for the fight.
Yeah. As we preach for the fight.
You say embrace as we brace for the fight.
Through the night as we brace for the fight together.
I think you say a breach.
Through the night as we brace for the fight.
Or bleach.
I can hear that too. It's one of those things I can hear a bunch.
We brace for the fight.
I think you say bleach for the fight.
As we brace for the fight.
As we bleach for the fight.
As we brace for the fight.
He's saying brace, but I prefer bleach.
Till we fall, then our souls will fly together. The next love song, we are one in.
Gotta go back. We're missing something there.
Deep within my skin, flesh and bones. Loving you has helped get at us through the night.
Loving you has helped get at us through the night.
As we bleach for the fights, together we stand tall.
Together we stand tall. As we bleach for the fights, together we stand tall.
Right, bleached, fully bleached.
Loving each other until we fall.
Clubbing each other until we fall.
No, loving each other until
we stand tall. Loving each other until we fall.
It sounds like clubbing to me.
Then our souls will fly. Then we fall. Then our souls will fly together to the next love song.
Then our souls will fly together to the next love song.
We'll fly together.
Fly together to the next love song. We are one in this world. You live so.
We are one in this world.
We are one in this world. You live so proud.
Live so proud.
You live so proud.
This world. You live so proud. Our daughter's so beautiful.
Our daughter's so beautiful.
He's just like saying shit now. He's not even like trying to make it fit.
This world, you live so proud. Our daughter's so beautiful. Blue eyes sparkle, connected with our love.
Your eyes sparkled, connect with our love.
So beautiful. Blue eyes sparkled, connected with our love.
Blue eyes sparkled, connected with our love.
Wow, that's really deep, deep shit.
Talking about his daughter.
Deep shit.
With our love. Smiling ear to ear, we grow old together. And hold
smiling ear to ear, we grow old together.
Yeah, we grow old together and hold each other.
And hold each
Obi.
Other. He's trying to do an Eminem there so bad.
And hold each other, close to one another skin.
What's the one that never skinned?
Close to one another skin.
Together and hold each other, close to one another skin.
What's the one another skin?
Yeah.
Close to one another skin. Pissing anything that comes away.
All pissing anything that comes?
Skin. Pissing anything that comes away to win.
I'll piss at anything that comes away to win.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. Pissing anything that comes away to win. This love song is hurt to all. Searching will.
What? This love song.
This love song is hurt to all.
This love song is hurt to all.
Yeah.
Hurt to all. Searching will drip into one another's.
Certainly will drip into one another's.
All searching will drip into one another's arms.
Yeah, something like
certainly
that.
Certainly we drip into one another's arms.
Drip into one another's arms as I sign my name embedded into this song.
As I sign my name in what?
Embedded into this song.
I sign my name embedded into this song. Yeah. I felt electrical current, love me and I will love you.
I felt electrical current, love me and I'll love you.
You're right, it really makes you think.
A love song is what I wrote for you.
A love song is what I wrote for you.
Thanks for pointing that one out.
For every eternal life, a song in the inner light.
For every eternal life, a song in the inner light.
Wow, that sounds like him.
A love song, baby, a love song. A
yeah.
Love baby, song. A love song. I want to write. It's not even close to the same tempo or anything. You can't just come in about like that.
Yeah, you can.
Like, make a transition. What if he took this song from somebody who sang it and everything?
Yeah.
And just didn't.
He probably is the case.
And probably just put his verse in the middle because it doesn't even follow the same. He just put it at the beginning and the end.
Yeah. I like that there's just like a four click for a metronome too. And it's just like, he just rips.
Yeah, really makes you think.
He definitely didn't have anything to do with that part of the song.
It's not his real wife.
That's not even his real wife, his real missus.
No, it is not. It is frowned upon in our society to sing a song with another man's wife.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Gonna land you in prison one of these days, sir. Thanks for watching our show, everybody. Appreciate you. And we'll be back again next week for another edition of the Cool Parents Podcast. What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
Instagram.
Coolparents Worldwide.
Patreon.
You do that one.
Patreon.com/coolparents. And we got a new...
TikTok.
That's
the other one you asked.
TikTok. Me. What is it?
Cool_parents.
On TikTok. And we got a new Red Dead video coming up pretty quick. So that'll be up probably later in the week.
How's that one?
I haven't watched it yet, but I found it was fun.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable. So you can get on Patreon for $3 a month. We'll see you next time. Or leave a rating and a review. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
If wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
But we'll see you next time. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Pepsi Boy.
Right. Fuck the world.
Diet Pepsi. Fuck you, Cumberland Farms. Suck my dick.
Yeah.